makes me sad and blue was on a rainy night like this that Flo said we were through.
All right, long-term listeners know that I don't say stuff to hype things up. There's plenty of crazy crap. In fact, a lot of stuff we talk about sounds so nuts, I can't believe I'm saying it. I feel embarrassed, even though it's true. It's like, this isn't real. For all the idiots out there that want to criticize Trump and say he's not doing a good enough job, he's outperforming what I thought he could get done. And literally, this was, you prayed for action, you got it. I just cannot describe to people how dangerous the situation is. And I know the economy, and I've studied it for decades, so I'm not an economist, but I can follow along. Let's just say I'm a giant compared to the general public, which I don't say that meanly. The public should know this stuff. Silver's running out all over the world. It is an industrial rare earth mineral, metal. And it's way undervalued from what it should be. It should be $500 an ounce, according to different studies. Gold should be up at, 6,000 conservatively. They've been holding this beach ball down because it exposes their inflation. Now the big central bank said last year and this year, we're not going to stop inflation. So Trump goes, fine, we'll innovate, have new jobs, everything, have more products so inflation won't be as bad. No, they want stagflation, high inflation, and depression. That's the great reset. So in closing, with 3 minutes under Elliot, we're pitching silver and gold, but that's not why you're here today. If the Supreme Court does this, I know Trump's going to have a constitutional crisis. He's not going to let them do this. They don't have the authority. He has the previous rulings, and we're going to have a constitutional crisis. Now it's an information war to warn the American people. But the big question is, what does the stock market do in a constitutional crisis? I think the knives are out for Trump. I think the Democrats are going to keep this thing going on for forever, basically, because they're terrorists. What do you think?
Yeah, the stock market doesn't do well during constitutional crisis. The stock market doesn't do well whenever people perceive that there's hurdles down the road, right? Because think about it. You would invest in Alphabet, Meta, whatever, because you think, oh, my word, they've got great management. They've got great products. They've got the economy's cooking, and I want my retirement to look amazing down the road. Therefore, I'm going to invest. If you think for a second, it's like, ooh, their management bad, the product's bad, ooh, the economy's going to fall apart, you're going to hold back. You're not going to invest, right? You're going to sit on the sidelines. This is human nature. And so any kind of thing like this, which is really big, a constitutional crisis, people are going to say, how long is this going to go on? Is this ever going to get fixed?
It's all designed to kill confidence.
All designed to kill confidence. And ultimately, you kill confidence enough, people will put their trust, not your viewers, right? People will put their confidence in the government because they're going to start offering them free things, right? So you erode confidence, you promise largesse out of the public treasury, right? And now you've got power and control when you control people's pocketbooks. I think this is the spinning of a cycle away from our democratic republic into something really ugly.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm hoping Trump succeeds. Good Lord.
Yeah.
60 seconds. You don't just sell silver and gold at wholesale. You know the price. Take it back. No charge. Nobody does that of any quality. You also roll over financial instruments. People need to call you. They need to email you. They need to take action now.
Yeah, absolutely. IRAs, 401ks, old 401ks. Even if you have an existing 401k that you're working at right now, if you're over 59 and a half, you can roll that into physical precious metals, right? So give us a call. We'd love to help you get you out of the path of this hurricane financially. It's like, look, gold's up over 50% year to date. Silver's up 67% year to date. Not too shabby. That'll put a smile on your face.
KEPM.com/gold is the coordinates of a little silver lining in this cloud. 720-605-3900. Dr. Elliot, thank you so much. Give him a call now, 720-605-3900. I only steer you right. Have I not told you the truth? Take action now. Anthony Cumia, an incredible brain, straight ahead in 60 seconds.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting Yeah, he's ready for the next.
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think that this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theory. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the creator of the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the new world. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today. Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
An old friend of mine, Anthony Cumia, a very successful talk show host, comic, doesn't really need any introduction. Anthony Cumia on X joins us, former New Yorker, you know, evacuated many years ago, on Mondami. That's why I wanted him on. And that's important. But he's a smart guy in business, too. If the Supreme Court rules against Trump's tariffs, they have five previous rulings as constitutional. That destroys the recovery, which is what the shutdown's part of, too. This is open terrorism. You know all the blackmail and Roberts and the rest of us being brought in right now. Trump, I think, will do a constitutional crisis. In fact, I know Trump, he will. He's got other things he can do. But there's that. Then there's the big fissure in the Republican Party with the Zionist lobby, the Ben Shapiros, trying to come in and bully everybody and bully Tucker Carlson and all the rest of it. And there's just so much to talk about. Pelosi, the greatest stock trader in history, now about to leave. I mean, there's a lot to cover with Anthony Cumia. So it's very exciting to have him on. Longtime radio personality, a comedian, co-founder of the Opie and Anthony Show, which was number one at one point. Known for his unfiltered humor, sharp wit, and love of classic rock. Me too. An unapologetic voice for free speech and a proud New Yorker. And he was warning of cancel culture before he even came. And then a target of it, and it stood up for me when nobody would. So I have a special place mark for Anthony Cumia, who's hard to get on. So it's great to have him on with us. And I think this is an updated bio, the Anthony Cumia Show, 77 WABC Radio also. So that's the top syndicator in the country. So congratulations. Of course, you do your own shows as well separately. So, Anthony, wow, where do you want to start? To me, it's like we're at the Super Bowl, sudden death overtime. Tied. We've got the field goal here. I mean, you can cut the suspense with a knife, and I see the average populist conservatives like, oh, we've won. Ho, 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 the dumb liberals. Oh, Mondami. Boy, we'll show them. These white pillars that think they can sit back and eat popcorn, I want to hit them in the head with a hammer. Then you got black pillars that just bitch about Trump all day. My great sage, my friend, what is really happening?
It's amazing, Alex. But first of all, how you doing, man? It's been a while. I always loved coming on the show and talking with you. Anytime I was down there in Texas, whenever you'd be at one of our shows, it was always such a blast. So I hope you're doing well, man. All of the things that you've been talking about are all connected. It's a way for the people, and it's kind of simple. The people that want what's worse for this country, the worst possible thing, which is the deconstruction of America, American values, institutions, everything we as Americans hold dear and have held dear for quite some time.
And blowing up the best thing the world agreed that ever existed.
Absolutely. By far. There's not even a close second. And it's all connected. Everything, when we get these little victories, and even Trump being elected, that was a victory for America. And the way they try to chip away and chisel away at that victory by crapping all over him, trying to stop him from doing anything. You just said earlier, you're amazed he's been able to do what he's been able to do at this point. We saw it in the first term. Everything he tried to do that was good for this country, that Americans knew were good for this country, they tried to stop him at every point. The activist judges, the politicians in Washington, they lie. They tried to imprison him. They had him shot. This is what they tried to do because he was trying to do what was best for the country and the voters that voted him into office and everything. The economics that you were talking about, silver and gold, and the tariffs, how they're trying to stop him from being able to put tariffs on other countries because they've just been screwing America economically forever.
Oh, you mean Canada has a 300% tariff, so we can't put a 50%?
No. We have to, for some reason, we have to be the best people in the world. And I don't mean by the way we always have been the biggest, best people in the world.
Not the toughest, but the biggest pussies.
Right. We have to give in. We have to hand out to everybody. You just look at, you know, I don't remember any other president bringing up the cost of NATO to the other countries ever. For some reason, we were just obligated to foot a huge portion of the bill and protect all of these countries from the evil Soviet Empire. And no one said a word. And then when Trump said something, what do they say? Oh, he's going after our closest allies. He's screwing over NATO. No, he said, pay your share or we're not going to protect you. This is one example of so many examples of how they screw over America, real Americans, and Donald Trump trying to just hold on. And I understand what you're saying about white pilled people and black pilled people. But doesn't it sometimes just feel like we're hanging on by a little thread, Alex, and that any moment that thread can break?
No, I agree. That's why I'm pissed at White Pill and say, trust the plan. Trump's invincible. It's 5,000 DHS. And then the Black Pills, we're all screwed. Trump's evil. It's all over. No, he's got the real establishment trying to destroy him. They're coming. They've released all the I'm not trying to bring myself into this. In the last month, most toasts we talk about all day, I'm literally, other than Trump, the second most mentioned person in thousands of pages that Senator Grassley released and Jim Jordan, with Jack Smith saying, get Alex Jones and his crew, which we now know they ran all the suits. Literally, these are terrorists. I mean, these are, so I'm saying they're scared of the people. The fact that they targeted me, a popular talk show host, just shows how scared, which I love now. You've been huge forever, now Rogan's super awake. Elon's super awake. All the top comics, you were like this 20 years ago, they're now awake. So what I love is they thought they could get me and somehow it would stop. They didn't understand already a bunch of people were awake like me, and now it's everywhere. Yep. So yeah, they're going to lose long term. The question is, can they?
Well, they have been trying to fracture that alliance that the right has with each other. Look, we don't all agree with the same stuff, but we've tried to hold ourselves together as a consolidated unit when it comes to the left trying to break us apart. And Gavin McInnes, I saw him on the show bringing up a great point about how they're using Zionism and anti-Zionism, Christianity, the right, the left, Gaza, Palestine, Israel, all to try to fracture the right. by trying to get this divide and conquer between people like Tucker and Nick Fuentes and you and me and people like Gavin and so many other people on the right. Because you know what? The left is constantly fractured into these little groups, and it's very hard for them to get a foothold. Fortunately for them, they've had the propaganda machine of the media and Hollywood for many, many years. But one-on-one, groups of these people, they rarely agree on anything. You see these protests, they'll have one thing. Let's say it's abortion. But then they'll have, you know, Palestine and transgender and this. They're so mental and fractured, and they want that for the right. They want to try to bust us up. And I've seen them making some headway doing this, Alex. It's not hard to do. And I hate to see some people falling for it. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. You've been a big critic of Israel before it was cool. And I know Nick, you know, I don't think he overall means bad, but Marjorie Taylor Greene, big friend, and she's pro-Trump. She criticizes things she wants to fix, what you're supposed to do. But the media brands it as she's broken with Trump. Now Bill Maher has her on. Now The View, they are misrepresenting. Right. I mean, here is the LA Times today saying, is this the beginning of the end of the Trump era? And it's all about Greene and Fuentes, and we finally got them. And so this is their only hope, is to fracture us over Israel. And I'm sorry, Israel is not the whole shooting match. We have China. No. We have the dollar. We have Russia. We have the border. We have the dollar. We have all these other big issues. And I cover Israel, you know, as much as anybody. My point is, though, making our culture all about, are we with the left and the Islamicists, or are we with Israel? No, we're America first. And so, yeah, let's speak to that, because this is very dangerous. And this is their big play. Their only hope is to divide the populist conservative movement.
Yeah. And they're frightened because they see that we're pretty unified, and it's very hard to get a wedge in there. And the popularity of a lot of people, whether you agree with them or not, it's overwhelming. You're seeing a lot of people speaking their mind. I mean, I've seen posts on X. I've made posts.
Yeah, let's stop there. Let's go back to you and I 8-9 years ago being banned everywhere. And for free speech, we've made the biggest gains ever, to now literally people that are being edgelording. And, you know, I know they're getting it. We did it intellectually. I'm just being honest. But it doesn't matter. I think it's healthy. People say whatever they want. My point is that showed how much the establishment has lost control. They're done. The question is now, what happens in the future?
Yeah, they have lost control. I mean, there are things I see posted and that I post myself that would never have been on online for more than 5 minutes. My account's canceled. You're done. You're demonetized. You know, this isn't happening now. And I'm very curious as to what the power base was that actually somehow made that decision to allow certain people that they deemed racist, sexist, homophobic, all that nonsense, allowed them back. I think they realized that the tide was changing, especially right after Trump's.
Well, that's right. They did Elon the censorship and it failed. So a lot of them are double dealers. They at least pragmatically, Musk, I'm not saying he's one of the better ones, but others, like suddenly they're letting my stuff, not me personally. I'm all over YouTube. I'm dominating Instagram, dominating everything.
Right.
And it's because they realized the left was so dangerous going for broke to end even the institutions of stability that even the establishment, large portions, got scared. So there's a civil war in the establishment is what's happening.
Absolutely. And the thing with the left is they don't want us to be heard. They don't want the right to be heard. And they were in charge of a lot of the social media platforms, and as they still are, the media. And it's so telling that they're petrified to have people with conservative ideology go to college campuses. There's always a problem. You know,
Charlie Kirk. Regardless of what really happened, I have questions.
Bingo.
The left called for his death. Six trannies said he'll be dead tomorrow. They celebrated the day he died. And then they celebrated his death. So, and they're out there violent everywhere, shooting up ICE facilities, killing people. So the point is that metaphysically they have owned it, and that shows how scared they are.
Petrified. You know, I'm good friends with Ann Coulter, and she wants to speak at some of these college campuses. She's not allowed to speak. The security for the college goes, well, you know, and she was invited by a certain group at the college to speak. And then security the day of, so they can't reschedule or do anything, says, well, it's too dangerous for you to speak because of security concerns. Well, have you ever seen a right leaning, a conservative college cancel a left-wing speaker? We want to hear them speak because it's so insane most of the time.
Oh, I agree. Tucker went to number one. Debate. He went to number one on Fox because they would come on a show. I'm guessing, but I bet you've invited a lot of liberals on. They won't come on.
Yeah, they just won't come on. You see it at these protests.
They won't talk.
They hold up their signs. Someone asks them, they grab a mic and a phone, and they go, so what are you here for? What are you protesting? They have no clue what they're doing there. They can't even, in the simplest of terms. And then one of the cronies comes over and goes, don't talk to them. Don't speak to them. If you are so passionate about a cause to make a sign, go out, spend your Saturday afternoon protesting, wouldn't you make damn well that you know, if you're asked why you're there, what to say?
They're paid to be there, most of them.
Profess to be so passionate about?
Well, go to a Trump rally. People will talk your head off.
Oh, yes. Nicely, pleasantly, and politely.
So let me ask you a big picture then. Just gut level prediction. Do we win? I mean, what's going to happen?
I think in the long run we do, but it isn't going to be easy. We have been fighting the establishment. A lot of people like to say they're fighting the establishment. Either side sees the other side as the establishment. Well, when your side owns the mainstream media and Hollywood and Madison Avenue and everything they're
Let's
putting
be clear.
In front
BlackRock
of,
controls 87% of world assets. They're 100% behind the left. The left is the establishment. Yeah. Let's get that 100% clear. We're the rebels.
Yeah. Yes, and they don't seem to understand that that's who most people that want freedom, want real justice. That's the enemy. That's who you go after, the establishment. And when they've been proven year after year for being the oppressive ones, being the ones that want to silence free speech, it isn't that hard for people to catch on. But it is hard to steer them away from the mainstream media that brainwashes these people. And I do think it's brainwashing. I think it's MKUltra. My new take on the old MKUltra, get the soldier in the room, give him LSD,
no, it's
pound him with all
the
kinds
media,
of weird sounds and ideas. This now, the real MKUltra now, they have enough outlets to put everybody under what they would do to one soldier. Now, they don't have to hit everyone. Actually, the vast majority won't be affected by it at all. But one or two people, and they're under these psychotropic pharmaceuticals to treat depression and anxiety.
Trantifa.
All of that. All of this is a part of how they can control people. So now you got the whole country under the umbrella of MKUltra, but there's only one or two that are perfect. Drugged. They've been influenced. The propaganda got to them. Existential threat to democracy. This guy's Hitler. And before you know it, someone's going to take a pot shot at these people.
Well, you show your sophistication. I don't know if you read the documents, MKUltra, Naomi, and the Frank Church Committee, but the MKUltra was beta. They wanted a way through mass media to do it. That was the plan. And so,
yes.
So we know that's the plan. And so let's talk about shutdown then and their open attempt. The vast majority of polls show people know it's the Democrats. Got to have 60 votes in the Senate. Trump wants to get rid of the filibuster. Thune isn't doing it because the Democrats might use it later. They've already said they're getting rid of it. They've already said they're going to pack the Supreme Court. We didn't start this. They did. We have the constitutional break the glass emergencies. This isn't tyranny. These are emergencies. I think Trump goes all out, ends the filibuster, packs the Supreme Court. They want a war. They got one. I say whole hog. What do you say?
Ooh, wow. That's a tough one. I think it takes a lot to, if you want to load up the Supreme Court, get more justices in there. I can't really see that happening.
No, I'm
least
not saying
now.
See it happen. I'm saying we're not in the regular system anymore. It's total
right.
War. So how far do we go?
Okay, yeah, I agree with that. I think we go as far as we need to go. And I think Trump's done a great job of adhering to the rules and regulations.
No, he has. And they say everything he does is unconstitutional when it's been. I agree. But they're not operating by the rules. We are. So I'm not saying break the rules, but I hear what you said. He's pushing to get the job done if he can without taking the gloves off, but he's got other options.
You know, they've constantly said he's wiping his ass with the Constitution. And you don't think the left would prosecute Trump? They prosecuted him for things he didn't do. They tried to put the number one political opponent for president in prison. They tried to kill him. You don't think if he was doing something unconstitutional, they'd have piled on?
Anthony, they had at least seven grand juries trying to put me in prison the last 5 years. Believe me.
Yeah. Yeah. We kind of know about persecution and prosecution. It is really amazing. I do want to talk about New York if you got a little time.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Let's get into Mondami. Well, he took the mask off in that victory speech, didn't he?
Oh, he did. Boy, it didn't take minutes after him winning. And he was this nice guy. I mean, he's making TikTok videos that Gen Zers are loving and reposting. And everything was about togetherness. And then he gets up there after he wins. And boy, that was a different person, wasn't it? He's talking about every single race of person except white working class people in New York City. He's going to appoint every appointment he has, the police commissioner, FDNY, his city council appointments. These are going to be extremists. Communist extremists, all of them will be from minority groups similar to his own. And the only white cloud over the whole thing, I can't even say sunshine over the whole thing, is that he won't be able to unilaterally do a lot of the things he's saying that he'll do. He can't just, the MTA runs the buses. He can't just say, hey, free buses. He could sit down with them. He can negotiate. Taxes, Hochul and other state politicians have to talk about raising taxes. Hochul's already said she doesn't want to raise taxes. Raising taxes is the only way Mamdani could get any of the
mentally
ill.
But we know it's a classic communist thing. Get in, promise a bunch of free stuff, and then act like the evil people are blocking it, even though he knows it's impossible. It's all dangling something.
That is exactly what I think he's doing. He gets this, he's mayor. He goes in with all of this great free stuff, and then Albany doesn't give it to him. He goes, oh, these bastards up north won't give me stuff to give you. And then what does he do? He runs for governor. That will be Mamdani's next step. He can't run for president, at least not now. He's not an American, natural American citizen. But he will definitely run for governor under the umbrella of they screwed me. I tried to do for you, and it'll end up just like Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we'll have another Islamic enclave in the United States, like Dearborn and Minneapolis.
Boy, that is the truth. Let's come back and finish up with you're a New Yorker, you know, by your life. I know you moved out of there. How many years ago you escaped New York?
Oh. I left about 3 years ago down here in South Carolina. Alex, I could not be happier I left.
Yeah.
It's so fantastic. The people, the politics,
Let's talk about when you come back. Because you meet Northerners and everyone in the South, they think we're mean. They come to the South, they go, God, you people are nice. Like, yeah, we like you too. We'll be right back. We're Americans. But let me tell you about this right now. I've been begging for this from our big sponsor at Bigley. They came out with some badass tactical daggers, limited edition, and the trench knives. Those were very popular and sold out. But I said, listen, I don't want to just be t-shirts and supplements, you know, all that great stuff. I want to have the giant selection of every type of knife anybody would want that are high-quality knife brands at reasonable prices. And they've done it. They've got a whole bunch of these amazing knives that have come in. The Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife, quick, flips quick, high-quality stainless steel, composite material, different colors, really an excellent knife. And you would pay this much for this knife or more in stores. And it funds the operation Laser Etch with my little signature, Memento, that you helped fund the operation at the tip of the spear, that you are the tip of the spear. So just so many of these knives. We're really, really proud of these. The Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Blade. Again, it just flicks right out with your finger. So it's equivalent to like a stiletto or switchblade, but it's technically not one. So it's legal everywhere. The Alex Jones Ring Blade. And again, they're just calling them the Alex Jones knives. These are, I'm not sure calling these the Patriots or the Spartans or the Strikers or the Defenders. But the point is, it does keep us on air. That's a really, really, really cool knife. There's also the Alex Jones Quick Release Blade. And by the way, they're all quick release, but this one's like really quick release. So be careful with the green one, the olive drab one. Really, really proud of these. Discover the Alex Jones Signature Blade lineup, rugged, reliable folders. Engineered for real-world demands, each model combines premium steel, secure locks, and ergonomic grips for unmatched performance in the field, at work, or on the go. All chosen with the EDC Everyday Carry in mind and Alex Jones' personal signature laser etched on them. And again, built like a tank, the Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife, and ready for real work. This no-nonsense folder pairs stonewashed 3.6 D2 steel blade with a grippy G10 for an EDC that won't quit. Ideal for demanding tasks where the reliability is non-negotiable. Deploy it confidently, cutting, prying, and slicing without compromise. Or if you're defending yourself, stabbing. It does a very good job at that as well. Compact enough to pocket carry, tough enough for the field. It just goes on from there. We have the Alex Jones Ring Blade, compact 2.96 dual, almost 3 inches, ring fixed blade in a 14 CD2 8N built for retention speed with absolute control under pressure. The innovative dual retention rings and linen scales deliver positive traction and lightning fast indexing, engineering for high stakes scenarios, which every second matters, lightweight and precise for tactical or urban EDC. Then there's really, this one's got to be my favorite, the Alex Jones Quick Release Blade. And I selected these. I said, these are the types, these are the companies I would go with. These are quality, but also at a decent price. Lightweight, lock solid EDC with smooth shaft, lock 3.4 inch D2 steel, made to slice clean and carry easy all day. One hand operation shines as its axis style lock and slim profile, offering confident grip without the bulk, your go-to effortless deployment and all-day comfort in pocket or pack. And there's more. Get them now. Limited runs. The AlexJonesStore.com. The coordinates of high-quality products and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide. Also, 25% off store-wide on top of all the other sales. Ultramethylene Blue, still available. Ultramethylene Red, sold out.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Get up! Get on your feet! Old friend of mine, very popular talk show host, podcaster, you name it. Find him on X right there at Anthony Cumia, C-U-M-I-A. Are we going to win? He said, yeah, but it's going to be a lot rougher than people think. And that's 100% true. The awakening series all over the world. It's amazing. But the left is counter-striking with everything they've got. With the shutdown, with Mondami, with the red-green communist Islamic alliance. And so it's ours to lose, but we've got to be very, very serious about this. So finishing up with Mondami and then to the shutdown and then to Trump and, you know, all the wars. And since you mentioned Fuentes, I want to play a clip of him and some of the things he's saying. And there's Fisher that I think the kind of neocon Zionists are pushing even harder than him. But just finishing up on Mondami, once you said it, I hadn't thought of that. It's totally clear. Of course, they always dangle free stuff. They don't give it to you. But yeah, then he says, oh, I've got to be the governor, and then I'll actually give it to you. That is like prophecy. Right. I predict that's true.
Yeah, I mean, every one of these guys that we've seen come over, and especially the Islamists, it's just the foothold they want, that initial foothold. And then they just work their way up. They make an enclave, and they take advantage of it. The greatest part about this country is the separate states' rights. Because when I looked around, New York wasn't the New York I grew up in. And it became, especially after COVID, the New York I did not want to remain in. I didn't want to live there anymore. I think they prey on the fact that people don't like change. We don't want to move. We don't want to pick all our stuff up. Our friends and family are there. If you got kids, it's even harder. There's different schools. But that is the sacrifice you need to make to enjoy what this country has to offer. Go to a state that is more conducive to what you want your America to be. So I was very unhappy with my taxes, the fact that I couldn't protect myself with the best tools available to me, a firearm on me at all times in New York, isn't allowed. And then to top it off, they have a law enforcement and a judicial system that caters to the criminals. So you look around and go, well, I don't have to stay here. I can leave. And thank God in 2022, whenever I left, the technology was available to do my show from down here. So I left. And like I said, I couldn't be happier. And I think a lot of people, especially in cities like New York, LA, Chicago, they are doing the same thing. I think they are sadly mistaken if they believe that these millionaires and billionaires are just going to sit and take it and pay for all of these programs that not only do they not agree with, they think are absolutely insane.
Well, I've also seen and a bunch of clips of people just interviewing the crazy Mondami supporters, including staff members. They're like, we have hope. We don't know how it works. We're just going to do it. But others go, yeah. No, if the billionaires and millionaires leave, we'll just tax the middle class. Well, who do they think those people are? So it's total insanity. So here's the larger question. If you pull back, how do we respond to Mondami? How do we respond to their lies? Because as populists or conservatives, we're awake, but their constituents are so dumb. Is there any hope even trying to talk to them?
That's a tough one because, like you said, they don't even know what they're voting for. You listen to those interviews and literally, and I don't use the term literally lightly, literally, they say things like, well, he'll find the money. I heard that today. He'll find the money. He'll figure it out. You voted for this guy.
Well, they use the word hope. We don't know, guy, but we hope he finds it.
We hope he finds it. Here's what we do with Mamdani. And it's kind of the same thing we did with David Dinkins when he was mayor. Not for the same reasons, but look, he was elected by the people. Let him do what he's going to do. And what happened after New York, Giuliani came in to clean that mess up. And I think New York's too far gone now. And I don't even think Mamdani can screw up enough for liberals, Democrats, women to say, he's bad. We made a mistake. We should vote someone else in 4 years. So I don't know. But the best thing you could do with a liberal and especially a liberal politician is let them do what they're going to do and call them out at every turn. Call them out for the nonsense and lies.
No, I agree. So look into your crystal ball. Minneapolis, Portland, New York. Does it become a John Carpenter movie where it just becomes a walled-off city of hell and then we have a national divorce? I mean, how do we do that? Trump's saying he's going to cut. New York is three times the funding, federal funding, as Florida. Trump can just cut that off and head this off in the past. What happens on the current course in New York?
Yeah, New York is absolutely different. It's so much different than Minneapolis and Portland and other things. And it's been this supposed melting pot for so long of diversity. So I think it's camouflaged more. I think you can camouflage some of the nonsense that the politicians have brought to New York City for quite some time. But eventually, especially with an Islamist in there, a communist, somebody who does not appreciate American values. As a matter of fact, he detests them. This is a whole new ball of wax here. So this might be that final nail in New York's coffin. I don't want to sound too pessimistic about it. We've had some really garbage mayors, and we've had some great ones, and New York has suffered or done well with either. So we'll see. That's a hard one to predict. You could look at Minneapolis and go, oh, yeah, that's screwed. That is just screwed. There's no turning back. Dearborn, Michigan, a place in Detroit. I mean, that was a city of the American dream.
It's not the classic American iconic center of business. They literally have seized our second capital. Well, here's Mondami surges ahead of Schumer, risks finding himself left behind. And I agree that this is the new party. And Mondami said it's a new political order. But what does that spell for the Democrats at large? They may be able to seize a few cities and hold it, but they're committing political suicide.
Yeah, I think after he's sworn in January, how he does in New York is going to be a huge reflection on the Democrats going into the midterms. I think a magnifying glass is going to be on New York City to see how this guy's doing. And will people want to gravitate toward more of these extreme Democrats or liberals or democratic socialists? Or will it be something where we look and go, oh, boy, you want to steer as far away from these people as possible? So I think it's going to be the latter of the two. But we'll see. We'll see how poorly he performs.
Well, there is a great awakening, a populist awakening. The fourth turning's here. And so people that weren't awake before kind of, you know, grope around the dark and go to, you know, different, not even extremes, but just people that promise things that are impossible. Now we know the left are disingenuous. Take Nick Fuentes. I've known him 9 years, and I don't think that he's a person that, you know, is a bad actor, that he means bad. He's standing up for what he believes and been saying the same thing for 10 years. But he's come out, I'll play a clip of him, and declared victory and said, we're going to take over the Republican Party now. But still his main fight is with Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin, who are pretending like they're just neocons, you know, Dick Cheney acolytes, that they are the party. So it's like, oh, well, you're the party, so I'll agree to have a fight with you. That's a lie within a lie. They're not. It's about issues. Secure the border, secure the dollar, stop the wars, get industry brought back in, you know, all of that. So I see the left is only obsessed with Israel and Gaza. Sure, cover it some, but not, you know, that's all they know. And it seems like so much of what you call the new right. And then I see the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, you know, Atlantic, all of them going, oh, great, Nick Fuentes is driving a wedge in. I think it's good to stop foreign entanglement. I think it's good to exercise foreign influences, whether it's Israel or anybody else. But at the same time, I'm more interested in the 35,000-foot view about what this leads to, where this goes, and why the left is salivating over this and why they think it's such a key thing, and then what your advice to everybody would be. Here's Nick Fuentes. I've got the actual quote here. We'll actually hear it from him. But he is saying, you know, we've won. We've taken over. And you know, to me, it's just very frustrating. I know there's two clips. I gave you a shorter one. I want clip two from yesterday. It's longer, okay? So I want to go to clip two. I got so much here. I want to go to, God, I got too much stuff here today. No, I want to go to clip two from yesterday. Nick Fuentes rant, America first is inevitable. That's the clip I want to play. Here it is.
Greatness means that we will become the number one superpower ever in history, and we will dominate the world. That's what it meant to be great as America. What does greatness mean to you? That we shrivel up like the libertarians want us to, and we don't tell anybody what to do, and we sit at the United Nations with our hands folded in our lap, and we get lectured by communist third worldists? Okay, now it's Africa's turn to speak.
Oh, we need more. I can't do an African accent. They're gonna get out there and say, we need more money, man. We need more foreign aid and shit. And we're gonna say, okay,
Like, no, we're not going to take our place among the nations and get bossed around and told what to do and listen to everyone speak and be constrained by international law. That's gay. Whether we like it or not, we are an empire. We don't want the Jews telling us what to do. We don't want China telling us what to do. We don't want any country, any people, any religion to stand in our way.
Hey, man, we just want to be a republic and not bother anybody. Who are we to tell Venezuela?
So that's his point on imperialism. We'll get Anthony Cumia's take on that. But here's the clip I wanted. Nick Fuentes takes a victory lap and lays out what's next. Now, listen to this. This is what Nick is thinking is going on here. I think there's a lot more going on. Here it is.
This is advanced. This is the next stage. Congratulations, guys. We have penetrated the outer wall. The outer wall has crumbled. As the Atlantic said, the firewall has crumbled. We have broken through the gates. Groiper legionaries have stormed the first wall. And now the pro-Israel side, the conservatives, have retreated behind the next layer, behind the second wall in their concentric circles, in their tiered city. We did it. We won the argument. We beat censorship. We beat cancel culture. Our ideas are mainstream. We won the debate. We won the hearts and minds of millions of young men, and they're everywhere. 30 to 40% of the White House are groypers. You lost. Will Chamberlain, Shapiro, Mark Levin, you lost. You lost the conversation. We won. And now we're taking it to the next level. We graduated. Congratulations, everybody. We won. And we have now graduated to phase two. Phase one, I had to be the human battering ram and blow the door open with the flashbangs and everything. I had to entry so that everybody else can come in. I had to break the taboo. I had to break the cancel culture, the censorship. I had to break the spell that you could still be popular being called an anti-Semite, a bigot, a Nazi. And I had to do what I had to do to achieve that. We had to make the arguments, persuade everybody. We did that. We accomplished that. Now what? I'll tell you now what. What happens next? Now that we're inside the building, now we got to lock this shit down. Okay, we're in. Groypers have broken through the front lines. We've exploited the gaps. We've infiltrated. We've penetrated. What do we do now? I'll tell you what we do. Get those positions. We are now jockeying for the most important positions everywhere, where it counts. That's the name of the game. People say, where? What? Everywhere where it counts. So those positions at UCLA, those limited numbers of seats, their student body, that's where it counts. Harvard, Yale, Princeton, George Mason, George Washington, UVA universities, Georgetown, that's where it counts. College Republicans, Young Republicans, Turning Point USA, that's where it counts.
All right, well, Anthony's going to leave me about 10 minutes. So when I post this on X and Rumble later, I'll put the full thing in. But he says, like the left did, we won't say who we are. We'll infiltrate everything. We'll do this. Now, obviously, Nick's had a big effect, and I'm not taking away from that or his views. But this is a larger global awakening. It's a fourth turning. You see the left and Islam waking up and taking over. This is a radicalization period. And I don't think the fight of the Republican Party should be about Zionists versus Groypers. It doesn't mean that's not a fight and we shouldn't, you know, have foreign interest or whatever. But there's a lot of other things going on here. And I don't know about secretly infiltrating institutions like the left does. I think we were promoting freedom. We do it out in the open. And I'm not trying to attack anybody here. I'm trying to have a larger discussion about the censorship culture, the bad things Israel's done, and, you know, things people can criticize. That's all come as a crest. And I think from his analysis to say the Groypers have done this and now we're going to do this, I don't want to say it's illusions of grandeur. I'm not even putting it down. Thinking big is good. I'm just saying there's a lot of other big forces here and I know Nick's smart, that he should think second, third, fourth order consequence from about how incendiary this culture is. Because we don't want to get a French Revolution on our hands. Anthony Cumia, you just saw that clip. What do you make of that? Because all over the corporate media and in Israel, everybody, they're panicking like Nick Fuentes is, you know, literally the reincarnation of Hitler. They're saying Tucker's Hitler, and he's, you know, not even politically close to Nick.
Everyone's Hitler.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you make of what you just saw?
Yeah. Well, Nick's a very smart guy. He's charismatic. And he is a young guy. He appeals to young men. And I think his only, and it's not even a fault, but he's a funny guy. Nick is a very funny guy. He does a show, and he's very up to date on everything that's going on politically. But he's also a young, funny guy. And we all know what that's like. So they're using that against him. I think Nick makes so many great points when he speaks. But all they're going to show is when he's dropping N-bombs and talking about Jews in a way that isn't speaking about it in real world terms. It's just kind of guys knocking stuff around, having some fun. But that's who they'll present Nick as. They do not want to present him as a very knowledgeable guy. And a lot of the stuff he does talk about, if you are an America First guy, you're going to agree with that. And I think the whole world, as you've said, and especially here in our country, things are changing. And it's coinciding with what Nick talks about. I don't think Nick is responsible for it, per se. Partially, I think he's been in the news a lot. I think he has taken a lot of the brunt of what goes on because of what he said. But I think the whole change is a combination of a lot of things. And people are just tired of having to walk on eggshells around a lot of different racial groups, religious groups.
Exactly. Sex. People are done with political correctness. And I'm not taking credit away from Nick. He's done a lot and broke through.
He's amazing.
I'm just saying the left is trying to make him the reason it happened right now and act like he's good in ways. That creeps me out. What do you think the trap is there?
Well, we saw what happened with Charlie Kirk. I mean, they didn't like what he was saying, and they eliminated him. I mean, there was an assassination attempt on Nick about a year or more
January,
ago.
January, yeah, about 10 months ago, 11 months ago.
Yeah, and, you know, it's frightening that they'll put someone up there as that's the guy. This is the guy that's starting this. He's
I've been there. I mean, I was there when Trump got elected years ago. That's what I've told Nick Proudly on air. I would say, listen, be careful. And I know it's fun to be an edgelord and you're just doing comedy and satire, but I'm saying you're in a position of power now. They've set you up as the devil. So just remember, they want to kill you. In fact, I told him a month before Charlie got killed, I said, I think people like you and Charlie Kirk are the main targets.
Yeah, here's the guy trying to shoot him. He's got his gun. He's got a crossbow. Yeah, so the left or the powers that be, whatever you want to call them, they see him as the figurehead they could put up there and say he's the bad guy, he's the reason, and then you know the mental patients will act accordingly, and it's a dangerous thing. But I think Nick is a part of what is going on. We're tired of being chastised and told we can't be pro-America, pro-Christian. And a lot of Americans are tired of having to tiptoe. We've tiptoed too long. We've been canceled.
So what does the left do now that they know the spell is broken?
I think they're still working on a plan, but like I said, holding certain people up as the bad guy seems to be what they're doing. Tucker interviewing Nick was a huge thing, because Tucker is looked at as a big name, and he gets a lot of viewers. And these aren't people hate watching him. They're not people like, oh, like you watch MSNBC or CNN to go, ugh, shut up, I hate you. People are watching because they agree, and they're pissed, and they want their voices heard through people like Nick.
Well, exactly. I engineered the interview, only say this is true, trying to not have a right-wing Fisher And then the Zionists came in and created a bigger one with the interview. So it's like, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Anything that happens, anything that's done, whether it's an interview, legislation, a vibe, it has to be knocked down by the left. That's their mission. So we could look at what we're doing and see it as advancing and doing very well. And they will just try to knock it down. And again, since they have the power of the media and whatnot, it's very hard to not believe that they're succeeding. But when you take a look at the bigger picture, you do realize that, look, real Americans, true Americans that believe in this country for what it was built for, and we are tired of it. And we want not to go back in time. We just want the basic ideals and institutions that we hold dear to be there for the American
people, Anthony
Cumia, future generations.
We're the flower of the Renaissance. America's the latest best idea that worked. We're back to the future. We're not going back to feudalism or any of this. America is the cutting edge. We want to go back to the badass thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you look back and obviously, look, technology has made this country very different from what it was. There's no turning the clock back. When we say make America great again, it doesn't mean going back to a different time. It's make it that great place, the great people.
Like you're 70 years old and can't get a hard on, and you get Viagra, you get a hard on again. It doesn't mean you're going back to 20, you just get a hard on again.
Right, exactly, Alex. You know, when I'm at a loss for words, I can always depend on Alex Jones to help me out.
Hey, you got to come back more often. I want to come on your show. I know in the old days I was too drunk to come on. I never hardly drink anymore, but hey, you're looking great. We really appreciate you kicking ass. How do people find your different shows? I know you got to do a bunch of them.
I got to tell you, and this is proof positive that things are changing. I was hired. I wasn't even looking for a gig, Alex, and I was hired by the number one talk radio station in the country, WABC, 77 WABC New York. So things got to be changing, or they're crazy over there.
Well, they're just back to ABC. This guy's had a number one show before. How about we actually put number one shows on?
Hey, what a unique idea. Yeah, so Sunday night,
let's
8
put a
to
race
11
car driver
for the time being.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, 77 WABC, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday nights. And then I have my show on censor.tv, 4:30 to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday. My X account, Anthony Cumia, very easy. It's my name. And Compound Media on YouTube. A lot of videos, new ones go up every day. And I got to tell you, Alex, I appreciate the hell out of you, what you've done, the sacrifices you've made for what we're seeing now, finally.
Well, I appreciate you. Well, they're
fruition.
Getting ready to shut us down the next month. They tried hard, but it's finally here. So we launched a new thing. Get me on to help boost me because they're trying to take me down. Anthony Cumia, great job. Talk to you soon. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is an amazing last hour. Very informative. All right, we're going to look at Mondami and the terror connections and more with a former Navy SEAL straight ahead.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
Four.
forged in the fires of liberty. The Alex Jones Network Live app stormed to number one in Apple's trending news apps. Big tech tried to bury it, but freedom's flame can't be extinguished. AJN Live delivers raw truth, uncensored broadcasts, hard-hitting reports, and live alerts the elites dread. Don't let censorship win. Download now. Stand tall. Join the fight. AJN Live, forged by liberty, powered by truth.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.